I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth learns about cooking and eating acorns.
Until recently, I didn't know that acorns are edible. It turns out that while the nuts require some processing to leach out bitter tannins and turn them into either grits or flour, once you've got ground acorns, there are all kinds of foods you can make with them.
So I did do meatloaf this week.
Oh, you did?
With acorns?
Yeah, turkey, like an actual turkey meatloaf with just a whole bunch of acorns instead of like oatmeal or breadcrumbs or what you'd put in. And yeah, it was really good.
That's Jasmine Tangway. She and the other women around me are gathered in a kitchen in Stoughton, Massachusetts. They're members of the New England Acorn Cooperative, and they're here to share recipes and cooking ideas. Babette Wills has made a rich bread laced with nuts and raisins, almost like an energy bar.
I adapted from a recipe for cornbread, and instead of corn, I just put in acorns, but then I adjusted a little bit for the fact that the acorns are moister than cornmeal. But I found that you can pretty much, with corn and acorns, you can kind of interchange them in the recipes, and you just get an interesting, different bread.
Babette made her bread with acorn grits, acorn meats that have been leached to remove the tannins, and then ground to a coarse consistency comparable to the grits we make with cornmeal. Jasmine experimented with acorn grits in a dessert.
It was just a kind of conventional recipe for like apple, pear, oat bars, and then instead of using the full amount of all-purpose flour and oatmeal, I just substituted a little bit of the acorn kind of grits that I had. I had frozen them, and so I took out kind of about a cup of them and mixed them in, not for just this quantity, but for two batches. And yeah, it's you can't taste them all that much, but they're in there. They're mild, and they add a little nuttiness, I think.
The thing about acorns is that once the tannins are removed, they don't have a lot of flavor. But that's not a bad thing. Here's Daniela Dana, who started the Acorn Cooperative.
People often ask me what acorns taste like, and I say acorns are the tofu of the nut world because they're very mild. But that's what flour is like when you're making bread. It becomes whatever you want it to be.
Teresa Cruz Foley says she likes to take advantage of this mildness by using acorns in a traditional Mexican drink that's hot and sweet and usually made with equally neutral ground rice.
I made like an horchata. So I had acorn flour and I just put it like in a cast iron pan and just kind of toast it until the fire alarm goes off. And then, you know, it's done. And then I just put, I boiled water and I poured the water into that, and then I put sugar in it too because that's sweet. Then I soaked it overnight, and then you blend it and put it through a sieve.
Babette has made an acorn milk, the same way you'd make almond milk or any other nut milk, by blending the leached acorn grits and straining off and sweetening the white liquid that's pressed out. Like other nuts, and unlike all-purpose flour, acorns are incredibly nutritious. They're high in vitamins A, E, and B6, iron, potassium, manganese, folate. And apparently, scientists have identified all kinds of potent antioxidants in acorns. Acorns also have a lot of starch, which means the grits can be boiled to make a thick, gelatin-like substance. Here's Daniela again.
The Koreans make it into something called tteokbokki, which is almost like between a jelly and a tofu. They cook the starch, and like all starches, it will gel a little bit. And tteokbokki is just water and acorns, really.
Tofu isn't really my thing, and I'm not sure if tteokbokki would be either. But I see the appeal of a starch that doesn't add its own flavor. And like flour, can be used for almost anything. I looked around online for other recipes, and I tried out a few, including an excellent acorn flour pudding with coconut milk and honey, and a surprisingly delicious beef stew thickened with acorn flour. It turns out there's a tasty, abundant starch out in the woods, hiding in plain sight. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth's got a slew of those acorn recipes on our website, capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.